This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, May 28th. God's word for you today is life eternal. Our scripture reading is taken from Romans chapter 8, verse 11. And it says, "But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you." John chapter 10, verse 7 to 10 says, "Therefore, Jesus said again, very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." If all Jesus did was to give us life, that life would have been enough. Jesus came not just that we may have life, but that we may have life to the full, abundant life. Jesus did not come to make us better. It was not that we were badly behaved, and he was giving us 10 steps to be better behaved. Jesus did not come to make us better. Jesus did not come to make bad people good. Jesus came to make dead people alive. Jesus has come to give us life, and is giving us this life abundantly, to the full. In John chapter 10, verse 7 to 10, we see two pictures and one promise. The first picture is a picture of Jesus telling us who he is and why he came. Jesus says, "I am the door. I am the way. This is why I came. I am the shepherd. This is who I came for. I came for my sheep." This is the first picture of Jesus. The second picture we see is a picture of the thief. The thief is anything or anyone that wants to lead us astray from the voice of Jesus. The end result is usually theft, death, or destruction. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that God himself will shield you from the thief, whatever that represents in your life. Those are the two pictures we see in John chapter 10, verse 7 to 10. The promise is that Jesus promises life to the full, and only Jesus can make that promise. Think about it. Only Jesus can make such an amazing promise, life to the full. Life is not meant to be managed, but life to the full. When life comes from God, it is eternal life. The concept of eternal life is life that does not have an end. It is life that goes on and on. This life cannot be snuffed out because it is eternal, from everlasting to everlasting. Eternal life is more than enough for us. But guess what? Jesus did not just come to give us eternal life. Jesus came to give us abundant life, life from everlasting to everlasting, life that is not rationed, life that is not to be managed, but is abundant. I pray in the name of Jesus that everything that represents death in your life will be eradicated by the abundant life that Jesus offers you. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for the gift of abundant life, life not to be managed or rationed. Let the life of Christ in me swallow every representation of death. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.